Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Today, host Richard Pettis brings you the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the Saint of the Day, and our daily update. We will be right back after a few messages.
Looking for a Catholic counselor? Dr. Peter Klopones, Deb Rojas, and the team at Integrity Counseling Services provide faithful Catholic counseling in Pennsylvania and beyond. We offer telehealth and in-person counseling for porn addiction, betrayal trauma, anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, and much more. You can find us at integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781. That's integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781.
Looking for a Catholic counselor or coach? Dr. Fred Boley provides faithful Catholic counseling and coaching for men in Missouri and beyond. He conveniently offers telehealth services for anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, or just getting stuff done. You can find him at stbarn.org or 872-269-1280. Once again, the number is 872-269-1280.
She is a Catholic recording artist, multi-award-winning songwriter. She sings contemporary and folk rock music. She has been in the music industry for over 5 years. Her music is her ministry. She aims to help people that suffer from all kinds of pain in life and try to bring them to the Lord through her music. She has 3 albums out and her music is being played on radio stations all over the world. Her website is lisamarienicole.com and she is on social media. Her music page is facebook.com Lisa Songs of Worship. YouTube at Lisa M. Nicole. Instagram Lisa_Marie_Nicole_official. Her songs can be purchased on her website, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and everywhere else. Her merchandise store has everything for her ministry and can be accessed through her website. Her new CDs will be available very soon and can be purchased through her website. She counts herself blessed that God has chosen her to help spread his message. She is Lisa Marie Nicole. Get her music today.
The Four Persons Network asks our Catholic friends to check out and join the fast-growing Catholic website, message board, and community at Catholicism Rock. The quality and diversity of contributors is breathtaking, and the content spans everything from education to news and commentary and spiritual insight. Partners of the Four Persons and our friends. Please check them out at CatholicismRock.com.
We at the Four Persons invite you to check out the Rock Company located in Bethlehem. Our friends Tony and Paulette Rock have an incredible selection of hand-crafted masterpieces and religious items. From nativity sets and Last Supper carvings to rosaries and crucifixes. They have items for every budget from modest cost all the way up to priceless treasures. They ship anywhere in the world. Please visit them at therockcompanyshop.com and tell them you heard about them on the Four Persons. The Four Persons, Inc. is a federally registered and licensed 501c3 charity. Any use of any of our content without our permission is prohibited by law. Our purpose is evangelization, education, and social action. Please go to our website at thefourpersons.com or our blog site at thefourpersons.net to make your tax-deductible donation by credit or debit card. You can also send a check to The Four Persons, Inc., P.O. Box 11214, Manassas, Virginia, 20113. To contact us, send us an email at email@thefourpersons.com. Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
Mm-hmm. You expired, Jesus, but the force of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus I trust in you,
Jesus.
I trust in you,
Jesus.
I trust in you,
Jesus.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead, and he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Now, friends, a really good special friend of mine is not doing so well. They found a spot somewhere on her body, and it sounds like it may be spreading because she's getting weaker. And she is the mother of a very close friend of mine. So I would like for you guys to all join me in saying a special Hail Mary for my good friend Doris, who is the mother of my good friend Crystal. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. And I'd also like for us to say a Hail Prayer, pray a Hail Mary, again in Latin, this one being for my good friend Michael Brown, who died on Monday. You really get a sense of what it's like to lose somebody, especially when it's somebody that you really liked and you thought was a really good friend. And of course he was. And you're talking to him one day, Sunday at noon, 12:30, right after Mass. And the next thing you know, you hear the next morning that he's died. And that really just reminds you of how fragile we are. And Mike used to love that I prayed in Latin. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. So friends, you'll notice that today I don't have a saint of the day again. We're going to talk about Maundy Thursday or Holy Thursday, which is the commemoration of the Last Supper of Jesus Christ when he established the sacrament of Holy Communion prior to his arrest and crucifixion. It also commemorates his institution of the priesthood, which, to all my priest friends out there, happy Priest's Day. I love you guys, and I appreciate your sacrifices. The Holy Day falls on the Thursday before Easter and is part of Holy Week. Jesus celebrated the dinner as a Passover feast. Christ would fulfill his role as the Christian victim of the Passover for all to be saved by his final sacrifice. The Last Supper was the final meal that Jesus shared with his disciples in Jerusalem. During the meal, Jesus predicts his betrayal. The central observance of Holy Thursday is the ritual reenactment of the Last Supper at Mass. This event is celebrated at every Mass as part of the liturgy of the Eucharist, but is specifically commemorated on Holy Thursday. He also establishes the special priesthood for his disciples, which is distinct from the priesthood of all believers. Christ washed the feet of his disciples, who would become the first priests. This establishment of the priesthood reenacted at Mass with the priest washing the feet of several parishioners. And I will be one of those who is having a foot wash tonight. During the Passover meal, Jesus breaks the bread and gives it to his disciple, uttering the words, "This is my body, which is given for you." Subsequently, he passes a cup filled with wine. He then says, "This is my blood." It is believed that those who eat of Christ's flesh and drink of his blood shall have eternal life. I believe that all of us will have eternal life so long as we participate and accept the sacraments.
And that includes believing in the real presence of Jesus Christ. During the Mass, Catholics rightly believe, as an article of faith, that the unleavened bread and wine are transformed into the body and blood of Jesus Christ through a process known as transubstantiation. There have been notable Eucharistic miracles attributed to this event, such as bleeding hosts, communion wafers, communion wafers that turn into heart muscle, the sacred blood that actually turns into human blood and coagulates just like blood. And the blood type is always AB positive, which is universal receptor, universal recipient, because he is here to accept all of us, or he came to accept all of us. And that's what he's here for, and that's what we're here for, is to be accepted by Jesus and for us to accept him. This Last Supper is celebrated daily in the Catholic Church as part of every Mass, for it is through Christ's sacrifice that we have been saved. On the night of Holy Thursday, Eucharistic adoration of the Blessed Sacrament takes place, where the faithful remain in the presence of the Eucharist, just as the disciples kept a vigil with Christ. Following the Last Supper, the disciples went with Jesus to the Mount of Olives, where he would be betrayed by Judas Iscariot. The cup used by Jesus is known as the Holy Grail. Although it has been rumored to exist throughout history, it is almost certainly lost to time. There is no reason to believe the cup would have been outstanding in any way and was likely a typical drinking vessel, indistinguishable from many others. Still, many myths continue to revolve around the artifact, and it remains a target for treasure seekers and a subject of entertainment. Indiana Jones and, was it The Last Crusade? There's an incalculable abundance of art and tradition surrounding the Last Supper, which has been celebrated by Christians since the last days of Christ until now. Every hour of every day, somewhere around the world, Mass is being said and communion taken. This has been happening incessantly for at least several hundred years. For nearly the past 2,000 years, not a single day has gone by without a Mass being celebrated in some fashion. Therefore, anyone who celebrates the Mass participates in a daily tradition that is essentially 2,000 years old. During Lent, we should live as children of the light, performing actions of good that are just and true. And that comes out of Ephesians chapter 5. Verses 1-9. Nos autem gloriare apartet in cruce Domini nostri Jesu Christi, in quo est solus vita et resurrectio nostra per quam salvati et liberati sumus. Translated from Latin, that means we should glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, for he is our salvation and our life and our resurrection. Through him, we are saved and made free. And that's based on Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. And this came from catholic.org/lent/thurs.php. So if you want to read it, you can read it there, or you can read it on our blog site at thepersons.net. And you'll see it. It's one of the first one or two or three documents at the top of the screen. And I invite you to check out my blog post most every day. I don't blog every day, but I blog a lot of days. And that's really important. I've already done tomorrow's blog. We're going to talk about the seven last words of Christ. And we're going to do the meditation as created by a venerable Bishop John Shane. I love his recitation of the seven last words of Christ. That took less time than I thought it was going to take. So let's do the daily update. Terry informed me late yesterday that he is not doing his show tonight, and I do not know if John is going to be able to put something in its place and recycle a show or not. I will ask him to, but if you don't see it on blogtalkradio.com/the4persons, then he didn't get to it. And I'm sorry. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, Ken Litchfield is going to have the Catholic Ken Apologetics Hour. It's going to be a live show. He's going to talk about Easter and the resurrection and how the Shroud of Turin is proof positive. Let me say that again. Proof positive that Jesus did rise from the dead. And I agree with Ken. I mean, the blood type is AB positive, just like all of the Eucharistic miracles. It's carbon dated to between 300 BC and 300 AD. And let's face it, they didn't have the chemicals and everything else that would be needed to make a forgery of the burial cloth like that and to have it stick and all that. They didn't have the technology between the year 33 and the year 300. And by the way, we believe the first Good Friday was either April 3rd or April 5th in the year 33. I think it's April 5th, but that could be the first Easter. And I just don't remember. But it coincides with an earthquake in Jerusalem that would have torn the curtain in the temple. And it also coincides with a solar eclipse, a total solar eclipse in the middle of the day that was a total solar eclipse there. And so it would have made almost total darkness. And the moon was close enough to Earth at that point in time that it really blotted out the entirety or the totality of the sun. So the four persons has shown that Jesus was born on December 25th in the year 2 BC and died on either April 3rd or April 5th, and I think it's April 5th in the year 33. So that's kind of interesting, guys. Anyhow, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern, our good friend John Benko is going to be having a debate with the nice people from Aletheia.org, and it's going to be on the issue of Sola Scriptura and whether Sola Scriptura is the totality of the documents that can be used for proof of Jesus, or if there are other documents that can be used in conjunction with it. And of course, the Catholic view is that there are other documents that can be used in conjunction with it. So that's going to be really interesting. I don't expect that John is going to start the book of Revelations next week. I think we're a couple of weeks out from that. In the meantime, I will be with you starting at 3:30 tomorrow, and we will go from 3:30 to 4:30 because we are going to be doing A, the seven last words of Christ meditation, but B, we're also going to start the Divine Mercy Novena. And that's going to be really, 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 really special. I guarantee you will like it. And I've got a special prize for the first person each day between tomorrow and Mercy Sunday, which is April 7th. The first person that calls each day at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and the number to call is 515-602-9655. That's 515-602-9655. And I've got these really beautiful prayer pamphlets that have the story of the miraculous medal. One caller per household. But if you tell me that you need three or four or five or even six booklets, I'll send you six of them. I'm not going to send you 20 for your entire communion class or your entire OCIA class that is going to be joining the church on Saturday night. But I'll send up to six. I think that's fair. And if you're part of the four persons, meaning one of our hosts or John Benko, you're ineligible to win. And members of my family, i.e. my mother, my two brothers, either of my cousins that are Catholic, none of them are eligible to win. I think that's only fair as well, because otherwise it would look like the fix is in. Besides, I've got the prayer pamphlets for them anyway, so they don't need to call in to get them. I'll send them. And you can get the Divine Mercy Novena devotions at https://www.thetheMercy.org/message/devotions/novena. And if you are one of the winners, on each of my blog posts for the next 9 days, starting a couple of days ago, but running through Mercy Sunday, April 7th, I will have a link to my Facebook page so that you can send me a message to send your address. To send me your address for your prize. Keep in mind that you absolutely must pray with me online to claim your prize. The prize isn't for the first caller. The prize is for the first person to call in and pray online with me. And I think that's only fair. So, let's see. That's pretty much it for the daily update. Of course, I'm with you every day at 3:30, and we're going 45 minutes these days because we've got a whole lot of advertisements that we're starting to run on the show, and I hope that you will contact our sponsors and visit our sponsors, because they make it possible for us to keep going. They make things very possible for us to do what we do for the glory of God. I don't do this for the glory of myself. I do this for the glory of God. I don't need glory. I have Jesus. And let's see. I know that we talk about Tony and Paulette Rock of the Rock Company Shop on the ads at the beginning of the show, but I can't push to you enough how much we need to support these good people. They have some great products. They have prices starting from very cheap all the way up to precious heirlooms. And we need to support them. They deserve our support. They need our support. You know, they're going through some tough times financially through no making of their own. I mean, just as we were coming out of the pandemic, tourism was starting to pick up to the Holy Land. And then the stupid war starts is it Hamas or Hezbollah? Hezbollah attacked Israel. And that's just a stupid, senseless attack that was completely and totally unnecessary and should have never been done. But I'm getting into politics, and I don't want to get into politics. But nonetheless, our friends are suffering financially through no fault of their own. No fault of their own. So we need to support them. And we've got about 7 minutes and some change left. And I think we're just going to go ahead and call it a day. I've run late many, many days, and I've got to take a shower and get to Mass. I went and had a mani-pedi this morning because I'm one of those who's getting my feet washed at Mass. Actually, it's just 1 foot, but I got a pedicure so that my feet look good, but especially the one that I'm going to present to Father. And that's pretty much all I've got for you today. My name is Richard Pettis, and I will see you right here, right back here on the same bat time, same bat channel. And that is, of course, blogtalkradio.com/the4persons. And you can listen live or you can stream anytime you want. And I welcome you to share it with all of your friends, with your family, with anybody that you think needs the prayers of divine mercy. Divine mercy is so special. And the minute that we realize how loving and merciful a God we have, the more we are able to accept his loving mercy with the loving heart that he asks us to receive it with. And that's all I'm going to say today. So I want you all to have a blessed rest of your Thursday. Remember that Lent ends at sundown tonight with the beginning of the Mass of the Lord's Supper. I think most parishes are doing it at 6 or 7. We're doing it at 6. And I don't know if we're going to run it on our Facebook page live or not. But I've got the first reading. And then after the foot washing, I'm going to run upstairs to the choir loft and sing with the choir. And then we'll go from there. And So with that in mind, like I said, have a blessed rest of your Thursday and a blessed Friday until I see you at 3:30. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And friends, please keep Doris in your prayers, and please keep Mike Brown in your prayers. Doris has survived cancer before, so please keep her in your prayers. Oh, I forgot something very important. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in thee. Venerable Fulton J. Sheen, pray for us. St. Peregrine, pray for Doris. So just please keep Doris and Mike in your prayers. And we're going to call it a day, friends. Thank you for joining me. And as always, God bless you and I love you.